You are being lied to. There is no such thing as average student or average intelligence. When schools cut up all the subjects into meaningless timed chunks, average intelligence is all one can hope for. But that is not how real education works. You are not meant to be average, and you are not meant to be like anybody else. When you see someone doing things that would take you a long time to learn, you are not seeing a master of all trades equally excelling at everything. You are witnessing a specialist, a human being who has embraced optimizing a single path of self-education. They are not talented, they are not a genius, and certainly they do not have a balanced education. They are a ravenous, unstoppable force of nature. They are rapidly moving along a unique path that, if they lived forever, would make them excel at everything eventually. They will not live long enough to become a master of everything. They will only ever unbreakably, unstoppably excel at one thing at a time. The human mind only allows a single dense and integrated path that aims towards a single, ever-evolving area of specialization at a time. It soaks up and integrates new information into the existing body of knowledge, but only when it is compatible and at the right time and at the right pace. To cut up all human knowledge into tasteless cubes and force a student to learn all the subjects all at once within a uniform time period, to create a system of curriculum and matching tests, to force feed the students with standardized knowledge and then test them with standardized tests, to graduate them through a misunderstanding of education whilst encouraging memorization over comprehension, is to destroy everything meaningful, is to rob the children of dreams, is to lead the world into a miserable state of affairs. The standardized curriculum only exists for the purpose of creating a surface that can be sampled. It has been imagined as a tool that creates easily verifiable data points. The students are pushed through it with a blind force of greed. They are mangled and stressed and blinded and cheated and drugged to sustain a lowest common denominator industry that pretends to educate. Very few teachers, and not all the principals, realize that they are the men that sold the world. We have been through this before. Every epoch of human advancement has a unique system of thought. Nation or worldwide mistakes are rooted in our noble urge to belong. In case of injustice, that urge is exploited and used against us. The greater the organization, the more subtle the exploitation. The bigger the thing, the harder it is to believe it is wrong. And there are no leaders here. All the people involved have their hand in the cookie jar. They too received a fake or ineffective education. They are convinced they are average and desperate to put food on their table. The cycle of broken education must end so that humanity can start advancing forward at a more responsible and rapid pace. Fake education curves the minds of people to work mindless jobs. It makes them think they are average, sometimes to the point of poverty, violence, and addiction. Real education helps unique minds grow to their unique height. It then enables humanity to deal with issues like global warming and climate change, water scarcity, water privatization and pollution, deforestation, desertification, biodiversity loss, and habitat destruction, world hunger, poverty, overpopulation, overconsumption, inequality and discrimination, state corporate crime, exploitation and displacement, slums and lack of sanitation, human rights violations, lack of transparency and predatory healthcare, weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons and nuclear waste, chemical and biological weapons, landmines and war crimes. The inability to address these issues and the inability of voters to comprehend what these even are is rooted in the failure of schools. Greed and the belief that we can divide subjects into testable chunks that are taught all at once within a precise period of time creates an illusion of education, a factory of mediocrity and inauthenticity. The division of subjects creates a machine that only appears to function like a school. The children are not learning. They are merely performing like actors. No one generation is concerned with the future of the next. And yet, each generation has direct impact on it. This is not who we are. Real education helps children to grow all the way up, where their knowledge and wisdom drives them to become great beings. Do not just travel the high school, college, and university pipeline to a job that will keep you above the poverty line, or a career with an office window. Do not limit yourself to some temporary prize at a great cost to the next generation. Civilizations come to a close when generations stop caring about the world past their own end. You are all the hope the next generation has, as there is little they can do to stop changes that are already in progress. Wisdom and greatness represent the final steps in the evolution of our own knowledge. But there is one more step beyond that. The becoming of one of the world's true leaders, ones that do not belong to any nation in particular. Those are the unforgettable beings that help to steer the entire humanity across countless generations. Please, get up and grow all the way up.